This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Almost all public school teachers spend their own money on classroom supplies, about 94% of them, according to the latest federal numbers. And to supplement what they are contributing on their own, more and more teachers are starting to use online crowdfunding, allowing individual donors, parents, and members of the community to make contributions for classroom projects. But in Nashville, Tennessee, teachers are now barred from using those sites. Shalina Chatlani has more.
In a classroom at Gower Elementary in Nashville, kindergartners are playing with puzzles, blocks, and even two iPads.
A lot of it is hands-on, and they don't even know they're learning.
Teacher Christine Harrison says she purchased those iPads with her own money 4 years ago. In fact, she says she spent thousands on supplies during her nearly two decades here, since the district only gives teachers $200 in spending money annually. That's why she started using Donors Choose, an online nonprofit crowdfunding site where parents or supporters can fund a classroom item. Harrison says she's gotten about $5,000 worth of material through it.
Donors Choose just made it so that the people knew how this would help your classroom.
But in December, Harrison got an email from the district saying she could not use Donors Choose. Toronto Frierson, director of school audit for the Nashville School District, says it's a liability if Metro doesn't know what's coming into the classroom.
Employees could just be out there fundraising on their own. There's no way to know that they're not using it for private use.
The district has had a long-standing policy to discourage online fundraising, says Frierson. But leaders decided to impose an outright ban after more and more teachers started crowdfunding online. Brett Lee, a lecturer at Texas State University, researched teacher crowdfunding for his PhD thesis. He found that around 80% of U.S. public schools have raised money for their classrooms through Donors Choose.
Crowdfunding across our country has taken an exponential growth.
Lee says donors gave more than $100 million each year to education campaigns since 2015. He says teachers want things like interactive games and technology that districts can't afford.
Teachers are saying, I will bypass the red tape and go online.
Nashville officials recognize online fundraising is here to stay. Now they're looking at whether there are forms they might allow. Meanwhile, Harrison says she'll probably use her own money for upcoming projects. In Nashville, I'm Shalina Chatlani for Marketplace.